Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Stop calling me Frank. Santa, buy me a beer. Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stop Calling Me Frank, and something that might make you think this is a sort of Christmas special with a track called Santa Buy Me a Beer, which is their Christmas single via Rum Bar Records straight out of Boston, Tony.
Nice.
Now, we played the other side to this single the other week. What? And I wonder whether you will remember the Facebook page of Stop Calling Me Frank.
facebook.com/SCMF band or something like that.
Oh, you're really on the right track. And if I was in more of a festive mood, I'd nearly give you the point there, but I'm not. facebook.com/rock SCMF. Completely on the right track. ROCKSCMF, as in Stop Calling Me Frank. Right. And I love that band. I'd like to go to Boston, you know, just to hang about. If they put on a rum bar festival, I'd quite like going, because we played loads of the bands on their roster this year. They were brilliant.
That's true, yeah.
Well done, rum bar. I have for you a poem.
Okay.
This is the bit in the show when I like to read out a joke or a poem sent in by a listener. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. That's what Sussex Saint did, Tony.
Excellent.
Right. There you go. It's, hi, Paul. It's been a while. Here's a pre-Christmas poem.
Okay.
Happy Christmas to all the punkies. Hope you find time for festive cheer. You can bet your bottom dollar that Paul will be full of beer. Now that Tony's gone and joined the Apocalypse Babies band, let's hope the beds will still be made by Paul's trusty right-hand man. To the bands, to the fans, to the labels, to the listeners, keep on tuning to the weekly burst of punk. And let's hope that 2019 kicks the shit out of 2018. And if nothing else, let's all go and get drunk. All the best. Happy Christmas, Sussex Saint. Nice poem, nice message, isn't it?
I like the sentiment.
Sweet. I don't know how you feel about being my right-hand man. I thought we were an equal partnership.
I think it's an equal, equal opportunities employer is punky.
But I'm happy for other people to think that you are the Robin to my Batman.
Right.
The Sancho Panza to my Don Quixote. Which isn't a bad thing, actually. The right-hand man's normally the one who's all right, isn't he, actually?
Most of these
double-act things, it's so-and-so and so-and-so. And the so-and-so is always the tit, and the and so-and-so is the one who kind of sorts it out, isn't it? Now, why have I suddenly thought of that about something I watched the other day? Ah, yeah, because Rick and Morty.
Hmm.
Which way round is that?
Rick is the old man. So it's kind of like Doc Brown and Marty. So Rick's the Doc. So the old guy. And
right,
Morty's the young one.
Right, okay. So that's my case in point.
Right. Yeah,
you'd much rather be Morty, and you've already described me as Rick. So there you go. Well done, Sussex Saint. You got it right after all. Now, sometimes you get information about a band through, and you read it and you look at their website and you go, right, okay, I get that. The band we're about to play describe themselves as sounding like a Welshman vomiting while making love to a plate of haggis.
Right.
Right, so if you think you know what that sounds like, there's no need to listen to the next song. However, I doubt you do, so let me introduce you to a band called The Talks. Now, I'm calling them The Talks, but the O's got an umlaut on it again, or a line through or something, so it might be The Turks or something, or The Talks. I don't know. Anyway, they're from somewhere in Finland, and they rock.
Okay.
I have little more information than that. You can go to their website. Don't be put off by the fact it's in Finnish. There is a little thing on the top right. It says, do you want this in English? Which I did. My right. Finnish isn't that great. As discussed in the past, I only know Heisa Paska. It's not. So what is The Talks website?
TheTalks.com.
It is.
Yeah.
No, I didn't expect you to get that.
I was going to go .fi. I thought, you know what? I'll just go .com.
It's never .fi, is it? Because it's .su, I think, normally throw me.
SU. Okay. SU's Soviet Union, isn't it? What's the other one? What is the FI?
You sure about that? Oh, is it?
Hang on. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because this song has got a brilliant name. After the first track called Santa Buy Me a Beer, I think it's only right that it's Tony One, Paulie B Internet One, and this is The Talks, Miserable Wanker.
Thank you.
You're listening to Moloch Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Talks of Miserable Wanker. I don't know about you, but that sounded to me exactly like a Welshman vomiting while making love to a plate of haggis.
Yes, you might well be right.
It rocks, however, as does their album, so do make sure that you check out the website. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio, or just search Punky Radio. Leave us a comment. Do you like the page? Do you want to hear from you? Comments more so than messages, please, so everybody can share in the fun. Got a couple of comments this week. It's a good week for comments, actually. Thanks
it's
to everyone who's left.
It's a good week for comments, and we really want them this week.
We really do. Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. The more the better.
Yeah.
Right. So, in response to last week's show, Autogram got in touch.
Hello, Autogram. Yeah, they sent me an email as well, I should say.
Ah, great. They said just thanks for spinning us, guys.
Yeah, we spun them right round, baby. Right round, like a record.
Like an MP3, baby.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Autogram.
We will be playing another Autogram track early next year.
Excellent.
Yes.
Jen Schillingberg's got in touch.
Oh, well, Jen, I'm always excited to find out about Jen because this plot's thickening, or is it?
Well, we don't know. Is it Glenn? Is it Jen?
It's Jen, yeah.
She says, "You owe Luke and I a pound for insinuating there's anything more than mild quirkiness between us." I just want to say, hey, it's 2018, it's all groovy, yeah, it's all fine.
But I'd like to know what's happened to Glenn. I reckon she's got him tied up in the cellar.
Well, that's what we'd like to think. It's the punky way.
Can't trust women, Tony. If there's one thing I've learnt this year...
You can't.
They either tie you up in the cellar or end up with a horse. Something goes wrong.
It's one of the two, and it's never
the
third.
It's one of the two, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thanks, Jen.
So, Glenn, if you can, let us know. You know, knock once for... I don't know, just let us know you're safe. Can you knock on an email? I don't know, but can you do so? Pokers.
Perhaps he can get in touch with us with his mind.
Maybe.
His bloke mind.
We do respond to that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Nick Wambolt's been in touch.
Oh, Wambolt.
Wambolt.
It's a Wambolt Christmas, Tony. I can feel it.
It really is. He is the gift that keeps on giving. He says, "Since it's that time of year for best of lists, I thought I'd give you my top 9 best songs from Punky of 2018.
Oh, right, now, I wouldn't bother reading them all out.
Okay, there are...
In case we do the list.
There are great songs, and you can see them on our Facebook page.
Yes.
He has picked 9. And he says, "Not in any particular order, and so many other great songs that have led me to some awesome music."
But I will listen to the Wambolt playlist and see whether I agree with him about all of them. It's an excellent list.
Yeah.
But obviously, when we're putting together a list, we do half each to get 2 different points of view, and we try not to do the same style of song all the way through, if you know what I mean. Like we wouldn't pick 9 punk, or we wouldn't pick 9 ska punk, you know what I mean?
Mm.
9 garage, it's always mixed up. So I will have a check out of the Wambolt list, and if it passes my stringent guidelines...
Mm.
Then it's on. That'll be our Between the Wars Christmas special.
I do quite fancy the Wambolt special.
You just want to call it the Wambolt special, Tony. Let's just be honest.
Is there any? I know we like Cat Milker, but Wambolt.
Wambolt and Cat Milker, mate. There's so many good names associated with this show.
That is true. So thanks Wambolt for getting in touch with that one. If we do a Wambolt special...
Oh, he's just
special,
Wambolt now, is he? He's not even getting a Christian name. He's not Wambolt. Wambolt and Cat Milker would be a great dynamic duo.
There's a double act, yes.
Yeah.
That's all I have for Facebook. Get in touch, please do. Thank you.
But would it be Cat Milker and Wambolt?
That does sound better.
It does to you. Oh, mate, I don't know now. I'll have to go back to the drawing board on this one. I'll maybe let you know after the next few songs. That's it, is it?
That's it.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook.
never tired of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, I've got some... this is interesting. We're playing two songs in a row now. Both of them are by bands that also have a band with the same name as them that are current. So it took quite a bit of me sorting out. And I don't think that's ever happened before.
Okay.
On this show that I've played two in a row that I've ended up having to really look around for. So anyway, stay tuned for Las Culebras. First up, Take Aim Fire, Tony.
Nice.
Who I'm describing as London indescribable punk.
Right, okay.
They are very much them, right? There is another Take Aim Fire, also from London, that are kind of sort of new wavy. So there's two very different Take Aim Fires here.
Mm.
What I want to know is that the one we're after, what is Take Aim Fire's Bandcamp page?
TakeAimFireLondon.bandcamp.com?
Good idea, because the other ones did get in there first. I will just say the new wave ones are TakeAimFire.bandcamp.com, but this Take Aim Fire are TakeAimFire and the numeric 1.bandcamp.com. TakeAimFire1.bandcamp.com. Paulie the Internet 2. Tony Wong, this is Monkey C.
Pogo.
No.
You're listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you.
That was Las Culebras. I've made myself laugh the way I said that. That was Las Culebras and a track called Shake It. Las Culebras, Tony, are from Pamplona in Spain.
Okay.
Now, that is where they have the bull run, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, Pamplona, yeah. That's where you go and run with the bulls, Hemingway style. And people get gored and garroted and deaded. They get beef deaded. That's what they get, Tony. They get beef deaded. You don't want to run with bulls, mate.
You don't, no. Not
you don't?
No.
You don't. I don't think I'd want to run with toddlers.
I don't like to run.
Well, also true, yeah. Hmm. I wonder whether running with toddlers would be up there with Dancing with Wolves.
Maybe.
I'd watch it. Anyway, Las Culebras are from Pamplona, Spain, and that was a track of theirs. And they are... Now, we heard about them through a compilation that came out earlier this year by Folk, F-O-L-C, which stands for Friends of Los Chicos Records, on a brilliant compilation called Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And Rights, that celebrated International Women's Day. Do you remember?
Brilliant
compilation. It's really good. Do check out FOLC Records, but also check out Las Culebras, who have a Bandcamp page, Tony, which is?
LasCulebras.bandcamp.com.
LasCulebrasRock.bandcamp.com, because I don't think they were the first ones in. Even though they do sound a bit similar to the other ones that are an Argentinian rock band. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, so we had two Take Aim Fires from London, two Las Culebras, one from Spain, one from Argentina. There you go. Anyway, point is, Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 1. Ha!
Fair enough.
Did you do anything last week?
What did I do? I interviewed. I think I can't talk too much about it, but I was hiring for an assistant for a developer at my company. And today he accepted the job. So I know I'm an employee.
You're an employer.
Yeah.
You're the man. He's working for the man.
I am now the man. So I've offset the punk guitar joining of Apocalypse Babies with being the man. So I'm kind of the same.
You know what? You're going to have to deal with him. He's going to call in sick. It's going to cost you a fortune.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
apart from that. You've got a cold, can't be.
I know. I don't know what else I did apart from that. It's just called Christmas kind of preparation, isn't it? It's just been a mad stuff to try and get work done. What did you get up to?
I did something I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
Last Saturday, Tony, I suddenly, as I was going through Facebook, realised that it was the annual Sumac Punk for the Homeless Christmas show.
Ah.
Which we hadn't mentioned, and I'm so sorry we didn't mention. They had loads of bands on, including Miss Spelt that I saw. Now, when we were getting sent stuff by Miss Spelt, I'm sure they had a girl singer.
Yes.
They appear now to be a three-piece. But they were very good. And there was a band on after them that were the main support, who I can't remember the name, but they were really good. They were a street punk band from Bolton.
Okay.
Right, and there's nothing I like more, it turns out, than watching a street punk band really rock out and go for it in front of a bunch of vegan hippies. Absolutely fantastic. The juxtaposition, it was superb. Anyway, I had a chat with, I'm so sorry I can't remember the name, I had a chat with them outside afterwards, and they did two songs that I particularly liked, one of which they haven't recorded yet, and the other one which they are apparently going to send. They haven't sent it yet, but I'm hoping they will. Over the next few days, it might be one of the first songs you play next year. Who knows, because next year is nearly upon us.
It's not far from us now.
The headline band, Verbal Warning.
Oh, the headline, did they? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So I got to see Verbal Warning after all, because I nearly went to see them. I went to a Leaving Do in Castle Donington on Friday night, and I'd seen that Verbal Warning were playing The Barge in Long Eaton, or a version of Verbal Warning, doing an acoustic version of them, and then their other project, Spam. And I thought, I'll go and see them, I'll get off the bus and go and watch them. But I'm really glad I checked, because it was actually on a Thursday. So I would have ended up at The Barge in Long Eaton by myself.
Right. You don't
so
do
I was
that.
Quite lucky then, or fortuitous, that I did see them on Saturday. Didn't see the whole gig, did wave to them when I left. Can't go into too many details as to why I had to leave early, but let's just say I had become a little unsteady on my feet.
Oh, okay. I saw the advert, but it was after Punky.
Yeah.
And it was quite soon. Yeah, I didn't realise it was this weekend, but I did see the advert go up.
Yeah, absolutely typical Sumac Centre. After people don't find out about it till it's happened. It was a really good gig, and hello to Sumac. They are great, and they raise money again for homeless children, and everything's good in the world with the Sumac.
And there's Sumac Punt Nights. So they've got some good bands playing. Even some Bleach Boys there. It's always good.
Bleach Boys, Centurion Sex, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Right. I suppose I ought to play another song, do I?
Why not? Yes.
Yeah, you've got it. This is From the Vaults, but not From the Vaults, in that it's a very old song, but not one we've played before, by the Doctors of Madness, Tony, who were pre-proto-punk, early 70s sort of stuff, and they're still going. And I thought about this. I thought, bands that have been going that long, like the song we're about to play is 45 years old, and they're still going.
Wow.
How must bands feel when people in the crowd shout for stuff that they did 45 years ago? Because bands that are bigger, that are playing massive gigs, they don't hear it. But you know that if you're playing any gig, even with 1,000 people in it, if someone shouts out, you probably hear it.
Yeah.
And how would it make you feel? For example, I am 48. If someone shouted out for me to do something I did when I was 3... I'd have real trouble doing it. Unless it was poo or something. You know,
that'd be possible, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so brilliant that Dr. Mads is still going. What's the Facebook page, son?
Facebook.com/Doctors of Madness.
Facebook.com/The Doctors of Madness. Nice. Paulie B and the Internet for Tony One. And I will say, we've got this track from All the Young Droogs, which I believe I've been calling this compilation that's come out on Cherry Red, various different things, but it is All the Young Droogs, which is a 3-CD selection of pre-punk going that way, glam and pub rock, and it's really, really good. And it's 3 distinct CDs. So one's the rocker, one's the stomper, and then one's the kind of psychedelic one. It's cool. Check it out. Cherryred.co.uk, isn't it, I think?
Cherryred. Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And also check out Dr. Madness when you've heard this. As I put it on the internet for Tony One, this is Waiting.
I wanna be part of your lunatic childhood. Someone stole my rock and roll.
listening to The Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I enjoyed playing the Doctors of Madness then.
Did you?
I did, yeah. You sound doubtful. it's good. It's kind of, they're one of those bands that I've heard of down the years, but I've got to confess, I'd never heard a song by them until this one came through, so I'm really glad that we got a chance to play it.
Excellent.
I feel like it's another box ticked, Tony.
Yeah, I've not heard them before.
Obviously. Now then, have you got a gig?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Deck the halls.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play. Doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international. All gigs received with thanks. Email me now. Got a couple of gigs this week, which is much appreciated. So first up, Sussex Saints been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints. How are you? Haven't heard from you in minutes.
Yes. And he says, so at the Horn of Plenty in St Albans, the Zipheads are playing.
It's a home turf gig for them.
Ah, is it? Good.
They're from St Albans.
Ah.
Before you go any further, it'll be a brilliant party.
And they are a brilliant band as well.
They really are.
This Saturday night, 22nd December, 8 p.m. start till 11. They say loud, fast, mad, rockabilly, punk, ska, swing, whatever you want. Tickets, £8 advance or £10 on the door.
Yeah. If you're anywhere near there, go. It'll be great. Terrific.
I do have a special place in my heart for the Zipheads. They are.
Well, I reckon one of the reasons you really like the Zipheads is because their lead guitar is as fast, if not even faster, than you play it.
What do you mean faster? What, faster than me? Really? Is he? Don't like your Zipheads.
No, it's right up there. I'll put you on a par, Tone, but in terms of lead solos, they're really up there with Tony Hearn.
They are good though. They are. I think one of my best of them, sure, had Zipheads. But anyway, great band. Go and see them. Another great band, the Bleach Boys.
Yes, I did wonder whether you'd mention this gig. Go on.
Yeah, so they had a list of gigs for me. This is the last one I've got. So this, again, 22nd this Saturday, the Hen and Chickens in Baldock.
Baldock, the Hen and Chickens. I've spent New Year in the Hen and Chickens.
Oh,
it's
right,
not okay. A huge pub.
Right. That will be good then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how much it is. I bet it's not much, if not free. I don't know.
I should think it will probably be free, actually.
Yeah.
So you pick two from Hearts.
There you go. This is just how they came.
If you're in the Baldock area, go and see the Beach Boys, because this is their single launch, isn't it?
It doesn't say here, but it probably is.
I think this is the launch of their new three-track single, which we've already played one track, and guess what? We're just about to play another.
Oh, excellent.
So that's handy, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Yeah, and it's bound to be great. They're always great. So if you're further towards St Albans in Hertfordshire, go and see Zipheads. Mm-hmm. If you're further towards Baldock in Hertfordshire, go and see the Beach Boys.
There you go. Yeah, that's it for gigs.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
with Bows of Holly.
Local hero.
Right then.
Yes.
So we're going to play two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for The Losing Streaks. But first up, this is indeed the Bleach Boys, or Bleach Boys. No one ever gets it quite right. Including the Bleach Boys, or Bleach Boys, as it goes. So this is the kind of title track of their new three-track single. But actually, we played the second track the other week, but probably my favourite's the third one, but they're all brilliant. Anyway, here goes, and I'm going to check whether I can play all three. I'm sure they'll say yes. So what is the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is indeed TheBleachBoys.co.uk. Tony 2, Paul B. Internet 4, and this is No Moral Fibre.
Oh, shutter.
You're listening to Tesoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Losing Streaks and a track called You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. I'll talk about that title in just a second. But first of all, Tony, what is The Losing Streaks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Losing Streaks.
Oh, Facebook.com/The Losing Streaks. Which makes it poorly being set 522. Ha, I've won. And that is THLOSINSTREAKS, because there's no E on the and there's no G on losing. They are The Losing Streaks, and they're from Sacramento, Tony. And that's a bit of 60s garage punk for you right there. The reason that I mentioned the title there, You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, is it's not to be confused with the Meteors song You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, which is one of their first to be released and came out on an EP, I believe, called Meteor Madness, which was actually part of a short film called Meteor. I'm calling them Meteors. You might call them Meteors, but me and my lot have always called them Meteors. Meteor Madness, as a short film, toured cinemas in the early 80s as the support in a double feature for the two-tone film. I can't remember what it was called, the two-tone film. But it was quite a weird mix, isn't it, having a psychobilly one on before a two-tone one. But it starred Keith Allen as the devil.
Oh, right.
Nice. Yeah, it's worth seeing. I'm talking about the Meteors on here, not the two-tone. They're both worth seeing. There was a bit of a thing around then that every genre had their sort of film that would get released in cinemas, but only for a short amount of time. And I'd quite like to see that back, really, because it's they're not straightforward. They're not concert films. They've got they've got a story arc in there. They were terrible,
right.
but brilliant as well. And it's really worth seeing. Anyway, as are The Losing Streaks, who aren't terrible, but they are brilliant. And that's come, I think, via Slovenly. I think that came via Slovenly Records. So do make sure you check out The Losing Streaks anyway. Right, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
No, just finishing work on Thursday. I've got to do all the shopping in the next 2-3 days. I've got my niece's birthday. She's the big 1-3. And then
the
Christmas.
Big 1-3. Oh,
the big 1-3.
I imagine she'll be smoking cigars to celebrate.
I should imagine so. Yep. I'm going to buy her some weed. I don't know. Uncle Tony.
Probably say not strong enough tone.
What's this shit?
Uncle Tony, you've let me down again.
Yeah.
Go back out and get me some proper high grade skunk.
That's what normally happens. That's Christmas. Yep. And that's it. Yeah, it's Christmas after that, because it is, of course, Christmas in a week.
It is.
Yeah.
Which crept up on me. I haven't really noticed it happening.
No.
I've only just found leftover Christmas cards from last year, so my relatives will be getting cards very similar to what they got last year.
Nice.
I haven't got any stamps when we made this show. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing in a minute, but I am going to have to go out and get some stamps so I can get these in the post tomorrow.
Stamps are so expensive these days.
Oh, no, Tony.
When did that happen?
Oh, about the same time as petrol.
Oh, yeah. When they privatised it.
Well, we earn significantly less than we did 10 years ago, don't we? In terms of our available income because of inflation.
Yes.
Yeah, and they said rather hilariously this week, the average person in the UK, in real terms, are on 11 grand less a year than they were a decade ago. But working on the basis that last year my tax return said I earned 11 grand. I'm not doing very well.
Okay.
So anyway, my plans this week, Tony, are I might go and see my mate Steve down in Burton Latimer, because I haven't seen him for ages. But I don't know yet, because it depends on work rota for Christmas week itself.
Okay.
So I might go down there Friday night. And if I get that far, who knows, I might get to Baldock on Saturday to see the Beach Boys. I don't know. I can't make promises anymore about stuff like that, because things happen in our lives, don't they?
They do.
That is my plan. Right now, or in about half an hour, Forest are about to kick off at Derby County in the Derby to end all derbies, the Forest Derby Derby, which is always unfair because it's Forest against two teams, as I've discussed before.
Mm.
Everyone else, I get that, we get Forest Derby Derby. It's never Derby Forest Forest.
That's true.
So it should be the Forest Derby Derby.
Mm.
And I'm worried about it because we haven't got much of a back four at present, and I'm just worried.
And don't they need it to win to be near the top or something? Are Derby near the top? Or
if Derby win, they go third.
Right.
If Forest win, they go above Derby.
Oh, okay.
It's a 6-pointer.
Oof.
Expect a 0-0 draw.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Expect a ball draw. No, I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I'm just very, very worried about it. It's going to be behind the sofa telly, as The Apprentice was last week, Tony. And I have secretly, as a guilty pleasure, been watching the Apprentice for the horror. And it just gets worse and worse. And the last time I really watched something behind the sofa was when I was a kid, when I used to watch Doctor Who and hide behind the sofa. But Doctor Who, I didn't realise had finished last week, so when it didn't happen on Sunday, I didn't get another chance to moan about it being issues-driven and boring.
Mm.
I had to watch something else.
Yeah, no, I watched The Apprentice. I've missed about 3 or 4 Doctor Who's.
I thought Nutmilk Girl should have won it.
I thought she would have done. Yeah.
For no other reason than, but I couldn't understand why people weren't laughing more about Nutmilk and about the things that she was suggesting. So how about if they have some Nutmilk running down their chin?
Yeah.
I went, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Well, she was told off in previous weeks, wasn't she, for being a bit too overtly sexual.
Yeah, and then in the final one, they went for it again. No, but then it worked out all right. Anyway, I thought Nutmilk Girl was better than Swimsuit Girl.
Yeah, I thought that as well. But they were all pretty atrocious.
But let's face it, Sir Alan made his decision based on business acumen going back over 40 years, and my tax return last year was 11 grand. So I reckon he probably knows more than I do.
Okay. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I reckon. It's close.
Yeah, but probably not much, innit?
Nah. All right. Well, we should play another song then.
Okay.
So a band. So we're going coast to coast here, Tony, because we went from Sacramento, which is California, and now we're going to go to Kingston, New York. So we're going right the way across the states for a band called Young Skulls that we've had out this week, and they might be slovenly as well. Actually, I'm getting confused now. I can't remember anything about anything anymore, Tony. What day is it again? So look. Yeah. What is the Young Skulls, but they're the Young Skulls. It's another one of those.
Right.
What is Young Skulls or The Young Skulls Facebook page? You've lost anyway. So.
Facebook.com/YoungSkulls.
Facebook.com/The Young Skulls. There you go.
They are.
Well, yeah. Internet 6, Tony 2. We're gone. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Young Skulls or The Young Skulls, and we're gone. And hopefully we'll play another track by them. It's all going to be early next year now, most likely. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
It's a twat. It's a twat.
You see, how that's not growing on people, I don't know.
Well, it's because we're not having twats. So, you say more twats, you'll learn to love it. You'll learn to love
it. I love it. That's the important thing as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I've got a twat. But first, don't forget, if you have a twat, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All tracks seed with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you, and can't play the theme tune without doing the feature.
And we want to play the theme tune.
Exactly. So, Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint. This is turning into a Punky Radio Christmas Sussex Saint special.
That's fine. Second SSS. Only to the Wambolt special. He says, hi, Tony. You've got to get the Izzatwat theme tune played more often. I know. Especially his Knees, real name Neil Patterson, did such a great job. He's known as Knees because my youngest son, when I told him his name was Neil, thought I meant Neil, as in on your knees. So if you could sign off with thanks, you knees, thank you, Knees, as you do with thank you, Frankie Boyle. Why do you do that, by the way? That would be cool.
We're not telling you and we're not doing it, so crack on.
Yeah, you can figure it out. We did this, there was a natural progression of that, but anyway, I'd like to nominate Michael Cohen, ex-lawyer Donald Trump, as a twat. He's been sent to jail recently for making illegal payments as hush money on behalf of Trump, and so Trump has been calling him a rat, i.e. what criminals call other criminals when they rat on them. Why he deserves to be twatted is that he could have done this years ago and saved us all the Trump nonsense of the last 2 years. So for keeping Trump in his presidency, I'd like to nominate Michael Cohen of Washington DC, or whatever jail he is in now, as a twat. Regards, so succinct.
Alright, well look, the thing is, would we all have been happier in our lives without Donald Trump as President of the United States? I think he's brought a lot of fun to the world, even if he hasn't done it intentionally. Right. This twat is going ahead, it's fine. I'm just saying that we'd have had Hillary instead, and she wouldn't have been nearly as much fun.
She's definitely not a joker, is she?
No. No. Absolutely not. So he's fine. I agree with you, of course, but I'm just saying, not necessarily for the specific reason you're saying. I think the world collectively, this is controversial, I think the world collectively is a better place because Donald Trump is the President of the United States. Because by Donald Trump being the President of the United States, it gives an opportunity to look at ourselves and realise we need to be better people.
That reunites the world in the common problem of Donald Trump. We're all united against him. There you go.
We are.
Hands across the ocean.
Exactly.
Or hands, fingers up across the ocean. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, let's have it then.
So Michael Cohen for Donald Trump. Michael Cohen from Washington, D.C.
is a twat. Now, some better news. Right, and this is nice, right?
Ooh.
I saw on the news today that they are ending the tolls on the Severn Crossing.
Yes.
And it's going to be free. So after years and years and years and years and years of people having to pay just to go to Wales, but it was always free to get out, which I found suspicious.
Nice.
They won't have to anymore. And this is a massive thing for people who live in that area. It's going to save them a lot of money. People that are regularly having to go across that bridge, you're going to... Well, it's great news. I'm really pleased. And the reason that I mentioned Wales in general is because the last track this week is by none other than Helen Love, who we have played a couple of times in the past. And she's brought out a really good sort of Christmassy single. Excuse me. But it is... he's having a go at Kirsty Allsop.
All right.
Now, I do not have a problem with anybody having a go at Kirsty Allsop. She's like a kind of plump goth in a Laura Ashley outfit who's all twee and everything there, isn't she? Yeah. Anyway, she apparently had a Twitter spat, or rather her people via her Twitter page got on Helen Love and it all kicked off 2 years ago or something. And Helen Love clearly has not let this go because she's now brought out a song called Glitter Star, which is basically having a go at Kirsty Allsop. But it also features sampling of Billy Idol, Blur and Oasis. So it's got everything, this, and it's a Christmas number.
Okay.
That's why I'm playing it last. I know.
That sounds great.
It's like there's some method goes into this show. I'm really glad she's done it. It's really good. I think you'll like it. And it goes, it kind of starts well and gets better. That's what I'm saying there. So you get the component parts of the three sampling. Then as the song goes on, they all come in it together. That's great. It's great. Anyway, what is Helen Love's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ I am Helen Love.
Facebook.com/ Helen Love Official. Paulie Beans Net 7, Tony 2, and this is Glitter Star.
For me.
Dancing on with my circle. Dancing on with my circle.
Heaven, Love and Glitter Star. I'm sure you'd agree, a great festive number. So we started and ended with a Christmas song, even if we weren't that Christmassy in the middle of it. Tony, maybe you can mention the internet stations that continue to carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D, U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A, and that's .se.
And thank you to both of those for listening and for playing us. And if you are listening online via one of those, do get in touch. We would really like to hear from online listeners, and we hardly ever do. I don't know where I might see one or two of you this week. I'm not ruling out being at the Bleach Boys in Bullock on Saturday, but I very rarely get the chance to see them around their hometowns. I tend to see them when they're elsewhere, but you never know. We'll see. I think that's about it. Should we wish everyone a Merry Christmas now, Tony?
We might, yeah, just in case, yes. Oh. Might be a good idea.
Well, you can go first.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope Santa brings you what you deserve. See you all in 2019. And don't forget, local hero.
Tony, you've nicked my line. I hope you get what you deserve this Christmas. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
Bunch of guns.